Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from Sitka Community Theater. We have Gene Stolberg and Shannon Hoagland. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, you're here because coming up are auditions for this winter's Radio Adventure Hour. The auditions are going to be on Monday, September 26th. The performance itself will be on Friday, November 11th. And you need folks for three radio theater productions. Let's talk a little bit about that. First, I'd like to talk about what radio theater is.
Well, radio theater is a little bit of our own invention. I think part of the inspiration is like going to a lot of high school readers' theater performances and seeing that they're kind of they're really entertaining to watch. And the other inspiration is old-time radio theater. I've seen a lot of movies where you watch how the radio theater shows are produced, and they're really entertaining to watch how they produce the sound effects. And then the other inspiration is Raven Radio. I love radio, and we all love radio. A lot of us are volunteers. A lot of us who participate have shows at Raven Radio. And we like the idea of, like, using drama, using just sound to create drama and to create comedy and to create atmosphere, location, all that. Yeah, we're sound people, aren't we, Jean?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is what, maybe the sixth year of the radio
drama? It is. We counted them backwards. This is the sixth year, right? Or did we save that? Yeah. Yeah, this is our sixth year. We skipped 1 year for some reason, and Susan Bronlin just came up to us and said, you have to do radio theater. That was so much fun. And I think for some people, I didn't mention this, but some people it's really scary to think about having to go on stage, memorize lines, put on costumes, put on makeup. That doesn't appeal to them. They want to act and they want to try it out, but they don't want to do any of that other stuff, and their time is limited, their free time.
So maybe radio theater would be a slightly better fit, though. Can you paint a picture of what it looks like? It's going to be on stage.
It looks like, those not familiar with Reader's Theater, it's a row of stands, and people in back of them, they're simply dressed like in black. And I'll let Gene describe what's going on at the center of the stage, because we have the sound effects crew on stage.
And the sound effects crew are people making sound effects.
Yes, they're people making sounds. We usually have a table set up in the middle with all our tools and implements of making sounds to create a backdrop for the action that's going on. Could be some background, not music, but background noises, just to kind of set the scene for what's going on.
So you're directing the sound effects aspect of this.
Yeah.
Looking back over the years, what are some of your favorite sound effects that you and your folks have created?
I remember finding my walk lid. While I'm doing research, anything in my pathway or around in my surroundings is suspect to make a noise, an interesting noise. And I saw my walk lid, and I saw how the bell shape of the metal was, and I thought, I wonder what that does. So we used that for, it was a space, they were like floating through a meteor shower, and it made kind of like a wah noise, and it was like, oh, this is cool. And then there are ordinary ones like cellophane or a potato chip bag to make a fire noise. You just crumple it up. So when I'm researching, I'll put things in front of a microphone and see how it sounds amplified.
It sounds like a really creative process.
It is. You have to have a lot of imagination.
And I think one of our goals is to keep Jean and her crew busy, like, because it's radio theater. We want to take advantage of the sound effects aspect. So the plays, when we look at plays, this year we had a good team of people. There's like a group of screeners, and that's Carrie Sagal, Satara Perez, and I start looking at the scripts. And then we have the directors, if they're available, come in, and we do table reads, and that's like just a core community theater group. And sound effects is so important in our selection. That has to, it can't just be people reading a play out loud. There has to be a lot of things going on.
Well, talk about the three plays this year.
Okay. So our three directors are Christian Litton, Rebecca Polson, and Zach Desmond. And Zach and Rebecca wrote plays for us last year. This year, Zach agreed to write another play. His play is for three people. I don't have any other information about it. What we told him is that we usually don't have enough parts for women. So either two or three of those actors will be women in his small play. His play will be short. And then we found this little gem of a play called Candy Matson. And the name of the mystery is The Cable Car Murder, I think. And that's set in San Francisco, and you can imagine all the great sound effects that are going on.
That'll be a fun one.
City sound effects. We have, of course, the cable car. We have sounds of a dock, street scenes. It was just constant. It was one thing after another. It's a detective mystery. Candy Matson's kind of like Philip Marlowe. She's extremely zippy, snappy. She has a sidekick who's really funny, and someone that sounded like could be her opposite leading man, but there's nothing. Just a lot of, romantic tension is what I would call that. And then Christian is going to direct either a sci-fi or an adventure story. We had a placeholder, The Fantastic Four and The Mole Man. And he is just continuing to look because he's probably having fun doing that. You want to find exactly the right fit for you as a director. So I think it's going to be adventure or sci-fi. Okay. We kind of had this idea that we wanted to do comic books and adventures. That's why it's called the Radio Adventure Hour. There's surprisingly little that works today. There's so much sexism and racism in a lot of the material. You can't do any comedy at all. It's pretty offensive, a lot of the comedy from the old days. So we have tried all these things in table reads and just kind of stopped reading halfway through. The other problem is finding good plays with a lot of women. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, like everything else back in the day, and in New York, wherever they were putting on these radio theater shows, was just dominated by men. So looking for something with a lot of good female parts. And we've always subbed in the women. We did a Ray Bradbury play with mostly women. They were all men's parts. And we just try to get around that stuff somehow. But it's preferable to find things for women.
About how many folks are you hoping will turn out to audition?
Five? No, I'm or just kidding. We could probably do it with five. At least five. We usually have about 30 turn out.
Okay.
And so if 30 turn out, that's great. But you can do a lot of this and that's the whole idea. We are called Sitka Community Theater. We're part of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. We're a community organization. We want a lot of people to be involved. But it's not like we're not going to do the plays if five people turn out. We're going to make it work. But yeah, usually a lot more people than we expect come out.
And if someone's on the fence wondering whether they should or not, what would you tell them to persuade them?
I would tell them to come.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun to watch, and it's fun to watch the audition process. Our auditions are open, so it's a group of people sitting in a circle. If the directors are inspired, they run you through exercises. I would guess Zach Desmond would. My goal is that everyone gets something out of it, whether they get cast or not.
Okay. Well, tell us again when the auditions are.
Monday, this coming Monday at 5:30, and this coming Wednesday at 6 at the Rasmussen Student Center at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And I should mention the Fine Arts Camp is kind of our unofficial co-sponsor. They really help us out with a lot of things.
So. How could people find out more? Get their questions.
I have my name on the posters, the PSAs, in the Sentinel, and it's 738-0602. Gina and I are pretty easy to find on Facebook, and you can ask us any questions. Gina always needs, she has the hardest job. I think some people think they're getting kind of a raw deal if they don't get cast, but Gina will handpick the people that she wants. So Those are actual parts, and you're in all the plays in some cases. So you're super busy. You're on stage the whole time. If you have a special interest in it, you should talk to Jean directly. You can also come to auditions. But yeah, if you can't come to auditions, call Jean.
I think the sound effects is the most fun part for me. I'm a little prejudiced, but it's great fun.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, Melissa. I'm glad you could fit us in.
Of course. We've been speaking with Shannon Hoagland and Jean Stolberg. This winter's Radio Adventure Hour auditions are coming up on Monday, September 26th, and on Wednesday, September 28th.